A legal challenge to Governor David Ige's emergency orders and 14-day quarantine is being heard in federal court tomorrow. So the state hopes to get the issue behind it this week as it prepares to allow trans-Pacific travel come August 1st. We reached out to Sylvia Law. She's a co-director of New York University's Arthur Garfield Hayes Civil Liberties Program. She, along with University of Hawaii Law School Dean Avi Soifer, penned an op-ed piece in the Star Advertiser in support of the state's efforts to require a 14-day quarantine. Since the suit was filed, the Justice Department asked the court to join the effort, which it felt was discriminatory to out-of-state residents. But the intervention so far isn't being allowed. Here's Sylvia Law, who just happens to be here in the islands this week.
There's a lawsuit pending in the Hawaii District Court. There's going to be a hearing on Tuesday, tomorrow, but it's residents of California and I think Utah who want to come back to Hawaii and don't want to be subject to a quarantine. Our position is that we were initially writing before that lawsuit was filed, and our position is in support of Hawaii adopting a rule that says people should have a recent, reliable COVID negative test before they get on an airplane coming to Hawaii. That's really all we address. Now, Hawaii, the governor's office, seems to be saying that they want to offer a choice between having a recent, reliable negative test or 14 days of quarantine. And, I think we support that as well, but the suit in the federal court is just challenging the quarantine because a testing requirement has not yet been adopted in Hawaii.
Right, and I think they are still trying to figure out how that's going to get structured, because they're looking at what Alaska does.
Yeah, and the government, in seeking to intervene in the Hawaii case, says, well, Hawaii is doing it a little bit differently than Alaska. Alaska requires a test before you get on the plane and after you get off the plane. Hawaii is not talking about that. But the issues are somewhat separate.
I mean, it just seems so complicated now because so many different states are doing so many different things.
Well, that's our federal system. States can do different things. And all that we in Hawaii can do is to govern Hawaii. We can't tell other states what they should do.
And so what's your sense as to where the Justice Department's motion is going to go? I mean, they were initially blocked, but...
I don't think it's going to go any place. I think that the Trump-appointed judge, Jill Otake, who I don't know, but she just dismissed it, saying, if you want to come in as a friend of the court at some later time, you can do that, but we're just going to hear this case as it was presented. Also, the Justice Department raised issues that the parties themselves had not raised, and that's not normally allowed in this early stage.
I know the House Speaker here issued a statement saying he thought that what the U.S. Attorney's Office filed, just smacks of politicizing the issue.
Exactly. And I think that the underlying suit is not a serious legal challenge. It's a political statement. I don't think that the plaintiffs in that suit are likely to be successful. Lots of states over the weekend, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut announced that they were going to require quarantine and not testing, but quarantine for people coming from hot states, and they list them. Now, that's a different approach. That's something Hawaii could consider, but I think it's easier and makes more sense for Hawaii to just say, if you want to come here, get a test. And if it's more politically acceptable to say, or quarantine, that would also probably be helpful.
So let's go down the road a little bit. Let's say the judge rules that the quarantine is unconstitutional. What might that mean for the people who were arrested early on for violating the quarantine?
They would have a very good claim, but I think the odds of the judge saying that the quarantine is unconstitutional are very slim. It was a reasonable thing for the state of Hawaii to do, to require the quarantine. And if that's reversed, I doubt that people who were injured when it was in effect would be be able to get damages for a whole bunch of reasons. Public health is basically a responsibility of the state. And in this particular situation, the federal government has a lot of power to intervene and overrule the states if they want to do so. But they haven't done that. And they haven't done that. They haven't ramped up testing capacity, which they could do so much better than the individual states. They've just said they've left the problem to the states. And the federal government has also been inconsistent in the sense that some of the states that are in a hot spot initially tried to ban people coming from New York when it was the hot spot, and the federal government didn't lift a finger to intervene. Now that the worm has turned and the safer places are the places like New York and Hawaii, the federal government is trying to intervene to say those states can't ban people from states that have higher risks of COVID.
You know, because you're from New York and you know more of the traffic arteries, you know, in and out of the city, you know, here in Hawaii, you know, we've got the airlines that we can just block. But is that trickier when you've got the turnpikes?
That is such a brilliant point, because if New York says we're going to not allow people from the hot spot states and sets up an operation at the airport, you know, you just fly to Philadelphia and take the Metro liner. You know, it's only Hawaii has the capacity to protect the people of Hawaii by putting in relatively possible to implement measures at the airport. Only Hawaii. Even Alaska, you can drive. It would make an incremental difference if New York were to say people coming from extremely infected places have to either have a test or be quarantined. It would make a marginal difference, and I think New York could probably do that. Here, we can do a much more effective job and much more efficiently. There are challenges every place, and especially people who own homes in places that seek to impose a quarantine find it annoying that they can't go to their own house. But I think states can say, you know, if you're coming from a place with a high infection rate, you have to quarantine. New York has done a good job with a terrible problem. Hawaii has done a very good job, but, you know, it will change if we don't remain vigilant.
That was Sylvia Law, a civil liberties law professor at NYU.